The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 21, Text Number 22, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 16th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 21, Text Number 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Rishir Uvacha.
Rishir Uvacha.
Ivyavalikam pranatob janabas tamababashe vachasam retaina. Tamababashe vachasam retaina. Suparna paksho parirochamana.
Suparna
paksho parirochamana.
Suparna paksho parirochamana.
Prema smino dvikshana vibramadbru.
Prema smito dvikshana
Prema smito dvikshana vibramadbru.
Prema smito dvikshana
Rishir Uvacha.
Uvacha.
It yavyalikam pranutob janabas.
It yavyalikam pranutob janabas.
Tam ababashe vachasam retaina. Suparna paksho parirochamana.
Suparna paksho parirochamana.
Prema smito dvikshana vipramadbru.
Prema smito dvikshana vipramadbru.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maitreya resumed, similarly, or rather sincerely extolled in these words, Lord Vishnu shining very beautifully on the shoulders of Garuda, replied with words as sweet as nectar. His eyebrows moved gracefully as he looked at the sage with a smile full of affection. Purport. The word vachasamritena is significant. Whenever the Lord speaks, he speaks from the transcendental world. He does not speak from the material world. Since he is transcendental, his speech is also transcendental, as is his activity. Everything in relation to him is transcendental. The word amrita refers to one who does not meet with death. The words and activities of the Lord are deathless, and therefore they are not manufactured of this material world. The sound of this material world and that of the spiritual world are completely different. The sound of the spiritual world is nectarian and eternal, whereas the sound of the material world is hackneyed and subject to end. And the sound of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, everlastingly increases the enthusiasm of the chanter. If one repeats monotonous material worlds, material words, he will feel exhausted. But if he chants Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, he will never feel exhausted. Rather, he will feel encouraged to continue chanting more and more. When the Lord replied to the sage Kardama, the word vachasamritena is specifically mentioned, since he spoke from the transcendental world. He replied in transcendental words, and when he spoke, his eyebrows moved with great affection. When a devotee praises the glories of the Lord is very satisfied, and he bestows his transcendental benediction upon the devotee without reservation, because he is always causelessly merciful toward his devotee.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajiva. Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, when Krishna speaks, it is as sweet as nectar. Not only is it as sweet as nectar, it is nectar. So, how fortunate is that person who gets to hear Krishna's words? The good news is that even if we do not directly hear Krishna's words, if we can hear the words of Krishna given in the scripture, or the words of Krishna repeated by the devotees of Krishna, that is also nectar.
Добрите новини са, че не само ако слушаме директно от Кришна, но ако слушаме думите, дадени в свещените писания или изговорени от предано даните на Кришна, тези думи също са нектар.
In the material world, there is some radio wave, you see. The radio transmitter is sending out radio waves.
В материалния свят има радиопредаватели, които излъчват радиовълни.
The further away you get from that radio transmitter, the weaker the signal becomes. But this radio transmitter tower, Krishna, he is so powerful that the signal never loses power. Even if you're 10 million miles away from the radio transmitter tower, even if you're 5,000 years removed when the original vibration was spoken, that vibration never loses power. So that when we hear it repeated by the devotee, it's just as good as being there with Krishna himself.
Това е същото като да бъдеш директно да слушаш от Кришна.
In other words, whether you had the good fortune of being on that chariot 5,000 years ago when the Bhagavad Gita was spoken.
С други думи, независимо дали сте били преди 5000 години на колесницата заедно с Кришна, когато изговорена Бхагавад Гита.
Or whether you are reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is 5,000 years later.
Или четете Бхагавад Гита такава, каквато е на Прабхупад 5000 години
по-късно. The power, the potency of Krishna's words are the same.
Силата и потенцията на думите на Кришна е същата, не се е променила.
You can get just as much benefit as Arjuna did.
Вие може да получите същото благо, което получил и Арджуна.
Simply depends on the quality of your hearing.
Просто зависи на качеството на вашето слушане.
If you can hear with the same bhakti as Arjuna,
ако вие слушате със същата преданост бхакти, с която Арджуна е слушал,
you will get exactly the same result as Arjuna.
Вие ще получите точно същия резултат като Арджуна.
So, even though it is the sweetest nectar,
и въпреки че това е най-сладкият нектар,
if we do not hear properly, sometimes we will think it is poison.
Ако не слушаме внимателно, ние понякога си мислим, че това дори е отрова.
So all you have to do to taste the nectar is hear properly.
Така че всичко, което трябва да направите, за да вкусите от този нектар, е да слушате правилно.
So what is that proper hearing?
Какво е правилното слушане?
That is described in Bhagavad Gita.
Това се описва в Bhagavad Gita.
Tanvadi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
Просто опитай да разбереш истината, като се обърнеш към духовен учител.
Inquire from him submissively.
Питай го смирено.
Render service unto him.
И му давай служене.
The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you.
Себепозналите си души могат да ти дадат знание.
Because they have seen the truth.
Защото те са видели истината.
So why does Krishna say render service?
Защо Кришна казва отдавайте служене?
I mean, isn't hearing alone enough?
Не е ли достатъчно просто човек да слуша?
Well, this is not academic knowledge.
Не, защото това не е академично знание.
That you memorize some facts like in the university and then you repeat it on the exam.
Да запомните някакви факти в университета и после да ги повторите на изпита.
This knowledge is realized knowledge. In other words, you can hear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, that's theoretical. But when you become qualified to see Krishna face to face, that is realized knowledge.
Но това е теоретично. А когато се квалифицирате да видите Кришна директно лице в лице, това е реализирано знание.
So, how do you make that transition from theoretical knowledge to realized knowledge?
Така как правим този преход от теоретичното към реализираното знание?
That transition occurs to the degree that one enters into that mood of service to the spiritual master.
Този преход се случва в степента, в която човек навлезе в това настроение на служене към духовния учител.
Anyone can hear that Krishna is God.
Всеки може да чуе, Кришна е Бог.
But how many will directly see God face to face?
Но колко са тези, които директно ще видят Бога лице в лице?
That seeing God face to face, that requires the service attitude.
За да видим Бога лице в лице, се изисква настроение на служене.
Oh, why should I serve Guru? I'll just serve Krishna.
Някой може да си каже, защо пък да служа на Гуру? Аз ще служа на Кришна.
I mean, Guru is too demanding, you know. Krishna just stands there, you know, on the altar.
Гуру много изисква, пък Кришна там си стои.
He's much less trouble, but the Guru needs this. He has to have his laundry done, he has to have this, that, so many things, so many things.
Пък Гуру иска толкова много неща да му се береш прането и толкова много неща изисква.
I'll just serve Krishna.
Просто ще служа на Кришна.
Well, what does Krishna say?
Но какво казва Кришна?
He says you should serve the spiritual master.
Той казва, че трябва да служим на духовния учител.
So even if you argue, no, I will just serve Krishna, you say, Krishna, I'm going to serve you, whatever you want me to do, then what does he say? You serve the spiritual master.
Дори да искаме да служим само на Кришна и ще казваме, ние ще правим, Кришна ще прави каквото кажеш и той казва ми служи на духовно.
So you can't really escape serving Guru.
Така че не можеш да избягате служенето на Гуру.
And it's further confirmed in the Adi Purana.
Освен това се потвърждава в Адхи Пурана.
Ей ме бхакта джана парата, на ме бхакташте джанаха. Мад бхакчанам че ей бхактас, те ме бхакта тамамата. Ей ме бхакта джана парата, остана прита, one who is my devotee.
Кришна казва, о силен на прита, този, който е... който казва, че е мой предан.
На ме бхактас. He is not my devotee.
Той не е мой предан.
You don't play with your hands. Just sit nicely like a yogi and hear. Learn how to play with your mind by tuning in.
Yeah.
Sit like a yogi very nicely. You see. Sit straight and hear nicely.
Yeah.
So, Krishna says, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee.
Krishna казва, този, който казва, че е мой
предан. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Той не е мой предан отдаден, но предан отданият на мой предан отдаден, той е мой предан отдаден.
So, we should, Prabhupada says, you should not hear from the spiritual master gratis, without giving some service.
Шрила Прабхупад казва, човек не трябва да слуша от духовния учител gratis, без да отдава някакво служене.
If we render service to Guru, then we get realized knowledge.
Ако отдадеме служене на Гуру, тогава знанието става реализирано.
We get transcendental realization.
Ние получаваме трансцендентална реализация.
We experience a transformation of consciousness.
Това, което се случва, че ние преживяваме трансформация на съзнанието.
We enter into a meditative state.
Ние влизаме в медитативно състояние на съзнанието.
We are connected with the transcendental platform at every minute.
И се свързваме с трансценденталната платформа във всеки миг.
We are experiencing a festival of bliss at every minute.
Където на която платформа ние изпитваме фестивал.
Whether you're at the temple, whether you're at your workplace, at school, whatever you may be.
Независимо дали сме в храма, в училище или на работното място.
By taking this mood of service to Guru and Krishna.
Приемайки това настроение на служене на Гуру и Кришна.
Then you enter into a state of transcendental meditation.
Тогава ние влизаме в състояние на трансцендентална медитация.
And you will taste the sweetest nectar.
И ние ще вкусим от най-сладкия.
According to the degree of your service mood.
В степента, в която ние сме в настроение да служим.
If you have 1% service mood, you get 1% nectar.
Ако имаме 1% настроение на служене, 1% нектар.
If you have 2% service mood, 2% nectar.
2% настроение на служене, 2% нектар.
So the question is, how much nectar do you want?
Значи въпросът остава, колко нектар искате вие?
You want a little nectar?
Малко ли нектар?
Or do you want a whole ocean of nectar?
Искате?
It's your choice. You're the one who gets to decide how much nectar you taste.
Тези, които ще решите колко нектар искате да вкусите.
Kripa Siddha, you want a little bit of nectar or you want a whole ocean of nectar?
Kripa Siddha, ти малко нектар ли искаш или цял океан от нектар? Кажи, колко искаш.
You want a little teeny bit or you want a whole ocean of nectar?
Малка капчица ли искаш или цял океан?
Нещо средно.
Something in the middle.
Something in the middle. Yes, he's speaking for all of us, actually. Because we're thinking, well, I don't know, maybe it's too much nectar, you know. If I have to surrender, I mean, maybe it's really too much. I'm tasting so much nectar in my material independence.
Аз вкусвам толкова много нектар в моята материална независимост.
After all, I can walk around Sofia thinking that I'm the center of the universe. So, you know, maybe I'm not really ready for that much nectar yet. See, a child will speak things that an adult won't dare say. But actually, he's speaking for all of us.
Виждате ли, едно дете казва неща, които един възрастен няма да се осмели да каже, но той говори за всички нас.
So why do you not want the full ocean of nectar, Kripa said to tell me?
Защо не искаш целия океан от нектар? Може ли ми кажеш? Защо не целия океан?
Do you have an answer or not? Huh? No answer, that's right. There is no answer. There's no reason why not to get the whole ocean. There is no reason. It's stupidity, that's all. The little child is stupid, we're all stupid. You see? We could have a whole ocean of nectar, but yet we're holding on to this idea that I'm the Lord. I am God. I am the center of the universe. Everything should be for my pleasure. It's just like the hand. The hand thinks, why should I feed the stomach? I need nutrition. I will just take the food and I will squeeze it in my fingers and I will get nutrition through my skin. I wouldn't want to share the food with the stomach, I mean, you know. I'm just going to take this rice and I'm going to squeeze it and get all the nutrition I can out of it. But how much nutrition the hand will get out of the rice by squeezing it? Nothing. There's a story given in the Puranas that the bodily parrots, they thought, what is this nonsense? Here we are serving the stomach. It sits there and does nothing but enjoy. We work so hard to feed that rascal stomach and it does nothing but sit there and enjoy. So the bodily parts, they formed a labor union. And they went on strike, just like British Airways is going on strike now. The flight attendants are going on strike. So the bodily parts went on strike. They got their signs, they were marching back and forth, you know, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach, the stomach is a fascist pig, don't feed the stomach. With great enthusiasm they were chanting, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach. But on the second day they were losing their energy. Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach. And on the third day, oh, it was really getting bad. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. And then with their last breath, they said, I think we better call another meeting of the union. And they had a vote. Who thinks we should feed the stomach? And they all voted, I think we should feed the stomach. So they cannot live without feeding the stomach. So we are like those foolish bodily parts thinking, why should I serve God? I am great. I can get a job. I can make money. Who needs God? God is simply some fable for old ladies. That's all. So in this way, the people become very proud, you see. They don't want to serve God. They refuse to accept God. They say God is just a stupid idea by old-fashioned, less uneducated people. That's all.
глупава идея на такива старомодни и необразовани хора.
But actually it's ridiculous. This atheistic philosophy is ridiculous.
Тази атеистична философия просто е нелепа, смешна.
Do we have any experience that something comes out of nothing?
Имаме ли опит с нещо, което произлезе от нищо?
Has any scientist ever produced something out of nothing?
Някой учен някога да е произвел нещо от нищо?
Has any person anywhere in the history of the universe ever experienced that something came out of nothing?
Има ли някоя личност изобщо в историята на цялата вселена да е произвел нещо от нищо?
Can any of you bring an example of something coming from nothing? There is no such example. Everything comes from something, which comes from something. And you go back to the original something, that is God. And even God doesn't come out of nothing, He comes out of God. He's self-manifested.
Вие стигате до Бога и дори Бога не произлиза от нищо, той произлиза от Бога, той е себе проявил се.
So, that original source from which everything is coming, that is God.
И този изначален източник, от който всичко друго.
Actually, the scientists are seeking God.
Е Бога. И учените всъщност.
They're looking what is the origin of the universe.
Те търсят Бога, те търсят произхода на вселената.
They all admit there's an origin for the universe. So the scientists actually are indirectly admitting God. If they don't like the word God, that's all right. We'll just say there's an origin for existence. The atheist says, I don't believe in God. You say, well, all right, we'll be, that's all right. But do you believe there's an origin for existence? Or do you feel that existence is originless? And if it is originless, how could it exist? In this way you can challenge these atheists. Just leave the word God aside. If that disturbs their minds, we can leave the word God on this table for a few minutes, you see. Just talk about the or that existence must have an origin. Existence must have a source, you see. Get them to understand that principle, then there must be a source, an origin to existence. First, get them to accept that there is a source or an origin for existence. Get them to accept that point. And then what is the nature of that source, that origin, that can be discussed later on, you see. But first come to a common point of agreement that there is a source, there is an origin for existence.
Но най-напред да се съгласим на тази точка, че има източник на съществуването.
So, I've given this example many times. The gold mine example. Everybody knows you've been coming, but some of you are new.
Примерът със златната мина, повечето от вас го знаят.
If every day I brought came to your house and I gave you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Ако всеки ден идвам у вас и ви давам по килограм чисто злато.
I think it's worth $30,000 or something like that. It's a huge money. 1 kilo, $30,000. Every day I gave you 1 kilo of pure gold, you become a millionaire very quickly. In so many days you'd be a millionaire, you see. So one day you finally say, well, Sankarshan Prabhu, where are you getting all this gold? Well, I have a gold mine. Really? You have a gold mine? How much gold do you have in that gold mine? Oh, I don't have any gold in the gold mine. It's a goldless gold mine. No, you say, that's ridiculous. If you're getting all of this gold out of the gold mine must have tons of gold. You can't have a goldless gold mine. That's absurd. That's impossible. Gold mine must possess gold. So that origin, that source of existence is the mind which from which everything is produced. You understand? Example. If we see that from that gold, that existence mine, you see the source, the origin, so many persons have come out. Then that source, that origin, that existence mine must have personality. It must.
Просто е логично да се заключи, че този източник на цялото съществуване трябва също да бъде личност.
Therefore, why should we call it it?
Тогава защо трябва да го наричаме то?
You are a person.
Ти си личност.
How would you like it if I called you it?
Би ли ти харесало, ако те нарека то?
How is it doing today?
Как е то днес?
You may tolerate it. But after a while, you would get kind of tired of being called it. So how long do you feel that person who's the source of existence, but you think he's in place when we call him it? No, he as much prefers to be dealt with as a person, not as an in-person. So, since that origin of existence must possess personality for all, so many persons that come out of it, therefore, it must possess personality, and it would prefer not to be called it. Now this is pure logic. We haven't even brought scripture in. This is just pure logic, science and logic. That's all. We have proven through pure logic that God is a person, the source of all existence. Again, we'll leave God, the word God, aside because the atheists get all riled up when they hear that word, you see. Just leave the word God on the table for a while. That source of all existence must necessarily possess personality. So now we have proven logically that the source of all existence is a person. Again, we can leave the word God aside. Then what is our relationship with that person who is the source of all existence? We are part of him. You see? Therefore, we are meant to serve him. It is a universal principle that the part is always meant to serve the whole. Whether it's on your watch, whether each little part serves the whole watch, or it's in your body, the hand serves the whole body, doesn't matter.
Частта винаги е предназначена да служи на цялото, както имаме много примери, както часовника, тялото с различни части.
It is a universal law that the part always serves the whole, but in its healthy state.
Това е универсален вселенски закон, че частта винаги служи на цялото, когато е в нормалното си.
If it is not serving the whole, it's in a diseased condition.
А когато не служи на цялото, това е болестно състояние.
When your hand doesn't serve the bodily function, that means you broke your finger or something. You have to go to a doctor to get it fixed.
Ако ръката не може да служи на цялото, това значи, че си чупили нещо. Пръстите и трябва да отидете на лекар.
So in our healthy state, we serve that person who is the origin of existence. That's our health in our healthy state. And we don't serve that person as the source of all existence. That's our unhealthy state. And we didn't even mention the word God. You leave that word aside for the atheists. Don't even bring that word in. Don't try to prove the existence of God. They go crazy when they hear that word.
Когато говорите с атеистите, няма нужда да говорите за Бога, защото те поводяват.
Just talk about the origin of existence, the source of all, that person who is the source of all existence.
Просто говорете за тази личност, която е източника на цялото съществуване.
And show them the logic of understanding that there's a person who is the source of all existence.
И им покажете с логика, че съществува такава личност.
Then one day they wake up and they go, wow, I believe in God. I didn't know. Somehow it happened to me. I don't know what happened. Those Hare Krishnas must have put some drug in the food they did. I was an atheist, but now I believe in God. And they'll be amazed. How did it happen? So anyway, I can ask you any questions now.
Текстът става въпрос за мантрата. Маха мантрата. Вчера бяхме свидетели как Гурудев даде маха мантрата на 250 души в тази зала. Горе-долу толкова бяха. Каква е разликата от това да чуеш? Защото 100% всички се я чували, които бяха в зала. Каква е разликата да я чуеш от авторитетен източник и да я чуеш от неавторитет?
Prabhupada is speaking about the Maha Mantra in the purport, and yesterday we witnessed how you gave the mantra to all the audience in the hall. So we suppose that everyone has heard it before, the mantra, but he is asking what is the difference to hear it from a bona fide person. What is the difference hearing the mantra from a bona fide person?
Yes. Do you just like I first heard the holy name from the Beatles? They mentioned they had some album called Magical Mystery Tour, and in this album they said the Beatles sang, "Standing on the Eiffel Tower, chanting Hare Krishna." When I heard the Beatles say that, it didn't make any impact. It didn't make any sense to me. Just some words, Hare Krishna. But then when you actually hear the holy name from someone who has faith that this is Krishna himself, and by chanting his name you realize Krishna, then it has a different impact.
Но когато чуеш от някой свято име на Кришна, някой, който има вяра, тогава това има различно въздействие.
According to the faith of that person who is chanting, the name has more power, you see.
В съответствие с вярата на личността, която възпява, името има по-голяма сила.
I mean, I heard about Hare Krishna. I mean, I first heard the Beatles say it on their song, I am, you know, chanting Hare Krishna. Then I heard about, then some friend of mine in Denver mentioned the Hare Krishna dancers in New York City. You know, it was just some other word, you know, the Hare Krishna dancers. And then somebody else taught me the mantra, and then it had more, then I came to an impersonal understanding because they had a little faith in the name. They taught me the mantra. And I read about high. I'm talking too much. No translation.
Аз бях чувал от късничени, от различни личности, които ми бяха казвали нещо за Хари Кришна. Един ми беше казал, че има ни, които танцуват Хари Кришна в Нью-Йорк. После някой ми каза цялата мантра и аз получих такова начално разбиране, безличностно, защото все пак той има някаква вяра.
So I heard the name in progressively more devotional way, and finally I heard it from, you know, I heard Vishnu Jaya Maharaj chanting Hare Krishna.
И аз чувах така святото име постепенно и докато накрая го чух от някой от Вишну Джана Махарадж.
So there was different levels of potency. When I heard it from him, wow.
Имаше различни нива на така на сила и когато го чух от него, бях удивен просто.
When I heard it from Prabhupada, confirmed that Vishnu Jaya Maharaj is chanting, carried Prabhupada to the spiritual world.
Когато чух пък Прабхупада да казва, че възпяването на Вишну Джана Махарадж го отвежда.
So when I heard it from Вишну Джана Свами, wow.
Може си представите като чух от Вишну Джана Свами.
Like taking off on an airplane, breaking through the coverings of the material universe, you know. Бях
просто на самолет отведен отвъд материалния свят.
So I had the experience of Hare Krishna before that, but Even on my own, I was chanting, and I decided to renounce the world, but I had only come to an impersonal understanding of God at that time.
So,
the more strict a person is in his Krishna consciousness, the more advanced he is in Krishna consciousness, the more Shakti will be there when he chants, you see. Purity is the force. If someone is practicing Krishna consciousness, but they're not so strict in their practice, there'll be some potency, but not full potency, you see.
Силата е в чистотата и ако някой практикува Кришна знание, но не е толкова стриктен, няма да има пълната сила.
But that person who is strictly following Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he's purely following bhakti. When he chants, it has the most potency.
Но тази личност, която стриктно следва всеки ден, денонощно, 7 дена в седмицата, той така лично ще има пълната сила, когато възпява.
Any other questions? Yeah.
В коментара Шива Прабхупада казва, че човек може да повтаря 24 часа Хари Кришна без да се умри. Въпросът ми е, защо ние се измарим?
In the purport, Шива Прабхупада says that one can chant 24 hours a day the holy name without getting tired. And the question is, why we are getting tired?
Because we still think that we're these bodies?
Защото все още си мислиме, че ние сме тези тела.
We still think this blood and flesh is me. Therefore, we're not able to, we have to think, well, I have to go sleep. Prabhupada is sitting up in the middle of the night in Hawaii translating his books. He woke his servant up, he said, Bring Guru Kripa Maharaj here. Prabhupada chastised him. He said, why are you sleeping? I'm not sleeping. He said, but Prabhupada, you're a pure devotee, you're a self-realized soul. Prabhupada, then why are you not self-realized soul? Why are you not pure devotee? Chastise them for not being a pure devotee. So that's our position. We're still holding on to this bodily, this fleshly concept. Therefore we think, oh, I have to sleep. So actually we need to come to this platform now, you see. We have to take Prabhupada's words very seriously. For where we can chant 24 hours, you see. We have to come to that platform now. That is perfection. Anything else?
Yeah. Кое би могло да го окоръжи да демонструва повече, да има да развие постепенно този вкус.
In relation to his question is when the devotee tastes the sweetness of the holy name, he will not be able to give it up.
Tastes. When he gets the taste,
yeah, when he gets,
he won't be able to give it up.
He won't be able. But until then, what we should do to encourage ourselves to be able to?
Yes. In the beginning, the jaundiced patient, he's taking the sugar candy in the order of his doctor, but it tastes very bitter. You see. You must have faith in the doctor. You must have faith in your spiritual master. He has assured you that there is an unlimited ocean of nectar in this name. Actually, it is stated by Rupa Goswami. There's a nice poetry. Do you know that poetry by Rupa Goswami? Tunte tandavani riteng vitanute tundavali labdiye karna krodha kadambani gatayate kunarbadebhyaspriham cheta prangana sangani vijayate sravendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyadviramrita krishneti varnadvai. You don't know that poetry?
No.
You know that poetry?
No, no, I don't.
Huh?
No, he doesn't.
Yes. So the translation, no one knows the translation here? Nikunin. Can anyone give the translation? Vishnu Priya Manaji knows the translation. Here's the translation. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced.
Шилрупа Госвами казва, аз не знам колко нектар има в тези две срички. Кришна.
All I know is this.
Всичко, което знам, е това.
When I utter the name of Krishna,
когато произнасям името Кришна,
it appears to dance on my tongue.
То започва да танцува на езика ми.
And when that name of Krishna is dancing on my tongue, I want to have millions of mouths.
Когато това свято име танцува на езика ми, аз искам да имам милиони усти.
And then when that name from the tongue goes over and enters my ears, it is so sweet. I want to have millions and millions of ears.
И когато това свято име от езика ми влезе в ушите ми, аз искам, желая да имам милиони.
And when that name dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind becomes completely conquered. And I become totally stunned in transcendental wonder. So someone may think, what is this? Millions of mouths and millions of ears. What is Rupa Goswami talking about anyway? What does that mean? So I will give you an example to help you understand. Just like you know that sweet, gulab jamun. It is the ultimate sweet, you see. We say, okay, Prabhu, today today you had a very good day out on book distribution. We wanted to reward you for your wonderful, heroic book distribution efforts today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special present for you. We know you'll be really enlivened. And they drive you down to a warehouse in downtown Sofia, and we say, okay, here's your present. And we open the door and there is 10 million gulab jamuns. Say, Prabhu, now enjoy your present. 10 million gulab jamuns. And you go, I really appreciate it, Prabhu, but I mean, what can I do? I mean, I can have, you know, maybe 5 or 10 of them if I really, really get into it. But 10 million gulab jamuns, Prabhu? Are you kidding? I can't enjoy 10 million gulab jamuns. I only have one belly. And I only have one little mouth and one little belly. But how can I enjoy 10 million gulab jamuns?
Той ще каже, чакай, право, аз може би 5 или 10, нали, най-много мога да изям, но аз имам една малка уста, един малък рем, 10.
But if you will give me 10 million mouths and 10 million bellies,
но ако ми дадеш 10 милиона уста и 10 милиона стомаха,
then I can enjoy every one of those club chamans.
Да, аз ще наслажда на всеки един от тия club chamans.
So this is what Rupa Goswami is talking about, you see.
Това е за което Рупа Госвами говори.
What can I, there's so much nectar in Krishna that what I can do with one little set of ears and one little tongue, how much nectar I can get out of it with this one mouth and these two ears. But if I can have millions of mouths and millions and billions and trillions of ears, then I can get some, really start to get the nectar, you see.
уши и усти, аз тогава мога да започна да вкусвам истинството.
So in this way, you must put your faith in the words of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Така ти трябва да вярваш в думите на Шрила Рупа Госвами.
And if you will trust Rupa Goswami, and keep chanting, even when that name tastes like bitter poison, I don't want to chant. I just want to sleep. I just want to eat. I don't want to chant. But do it anyway. At least 16 rounds every day, you see. The trick is chant early in the morning before sunrise. Because then the modes are working in your favor, you see. But as soon as that comes up, Rajagun, you see. What's the difference between Sattvagun before sunrise and Rajagun after sunrise? Sattvagun is the meditative mode. Rajagun is the do mode. I want to do this, do that, go here, go there, do this. If you try to chant during the do mode, the rajasic mode, it's difficult. But if you chant during the meditative mode, sattvagun, then it's very much easier, you see. So get up, take your bath, and chant at least 16 rounds in a wonderful meditative mood, you see. Go deep, deep, deep into Namaras. Be a deep sea diver in the nectarian ocean of Krishna's name every morning. Deep sea diving. Scuba diver, you know, with the mask and the fin. Dive into that ocean, just like a scuba diver, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then, when it shifts, if you go into a deep meditative mode during the sattvic period, then when Rajagun here comes, you'll find that you're flying high in the sky. The whole day you'll be flying high in the spiritual sky. So in this way, you must trust Rupa Goswami's words, you see. Even that name is the most bitter poison. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Keep chanting. And you will get the result. By your dedicated chanting, you will purchase Krishna. That person who owns and controls everything will become your personal property. So I'll take one more question. Your hand went up first. Yours. You.
И започваме да навлизаме независимо от всичко, че влизаме раджас, дори раджас да влезнем в мантрата. Това по шестобална система каква оценка заслужава?
So if we do not manage to wake up early in the morning, but when we wake up we listen to a lecture and try to, you know, to enter into the chanting with this, is this still?
Yeah, if you're going to get up and listen to a lecture and chant, that's all right. You can chant any time of the day. The best thing is, though, if somehow or other you didn't get up early, it's better to get your round done before you take Prasadam, you know. Why are you sleeping late? It's too cold to get out of the blankets in the early morning or something.
Аз съм дърт човек, аз ставам рано. така или иначе, не понякога ставам и след израстването.
He is an old man. He usually gets early, but sometimes he gets after sunrise.
Do you think you're that body? Are you going to think you're an old man? What is the age of your body anyway?
Как си мислиш, че си стар човек? На колко ти е тялото? Каква възраст е, така или иначе?
What is the age of your body?
На колко години ти е тялото?
62.
What month?
What
month were you born?
Кой месец си роден?
Март.
March.
62 is not that old. I'm also 62. It's not that old. Prabhupada started the movement at the age 70. Come on. Prabhupada said an 80-year-old man, he can work with the energy of a young man if he's Krishna conscious. So even at 80 you can act like a young man. 62, that's the same age I am. That's not old man. Do I look like an old man? I still feel like I'm a 22-year-old kid that joined ISKCON and joined the Prabhupada's movement to save the world, you know. If you chant Hare Krishna, you become an eternal youth. Forget this old man nonsense. That's a bunch of baloney. You're not an old man. You're an eternal youth. Kick off this bodily consciousness, old man. Nonsense. You're not an old man. All right, I'll stop here. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
It's great. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.